RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peake, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Why are you always hungry? Yeah, I see all the hands waving out there. You are always hungry. What's that about? Well, we have an expert to end all experts to answer this question with a fabulous new book. Dr. David Ludwig is not only an MD, but a PhD and a professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School, professor of nutrition at Harvard School of Public Health, author of over 150 scientific articles, and an expert in childhood obesity as well. David, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you, Pam. Great to be with you today.
All right. Now, we're going to be talking about your brand new book. You just launched it. I'm so excited about this. It's hot in my hand right now, and everyone out there needs to run out and buy it. It's called Always Hungry: Conquer Cravings, Retrain Your Fat Cells, and Lose Weight Permanently. All right. So this is a groundbreaker. David, why is it? Why is this a groundbreaker, and why did you call it Always Hungry?
Right. Well, Always Hungry has a simple but a provocative premise. Overeating doesn't make you fat, at least not over the long term. The process of getting fat makes you overeat. Now, that may sound a little startling, but it's backed up by decades of research. So think of it this way. The low-fat diet that we've been told to eat for the last 40 years, because it's so high in processed carbohydrates as we've eaten it, has raised insulin levels higher than they would ever be in history. And those insulin is like a miracle grow for fat cells. It's not the sort of miracle you really want. People who have, when someone with diabetes gets too much insulin, they invariably gain weight. People who don't have enough insulin, like undertreated children with type 1 diabetes, will invariably lose weight no matter how much they eat. So we're eating all these processed carbs on a low-fat diet. That's raising insulin levels, and it's programming fat cells to hoard calories. So the fat cells feast, but the body starves. You know, we think about obesity as a state of excess. It's a state of deprivation, and we all know that intuitively. Why? Because we get hungry. Hunger is just the sign that the body needs more calories. Unfortunately, the conventional approach, what do? We tell people to eat less, and that only makes the situation worse. So the basic problem isn't too many calories in the fat cells. It's too few in the bloodstream to nourish the brain and the rest of the body. And so when that happens, we get hungry, our metabolism slows down, and we invariably gain weight. The key...
There's the always hungry piece. You know, in the prologue of your book, you know, you say a new way to think about weight loss. Most weight loss programs require you to cut back calories. This one won't. Many expect you to endure hunger. This one doesn't. Some require grueling workouts. Not this one. Wow. This is, you know, fairly groundbreaking. So what are let's go further now. We're talking about refined processed carbohydrates. You know, women are out there going nuts, you know, counting calories and spending 9 hours at the gym every day. What are you asking them to do now?
Well, our mantra, I'm not so sure it's as poetic as Michael Pollan's, but forget calories, focus on the quality of what you eat, and let your body do the rest. You know, this calorie in, calorie out model is so terribly misguided. It works if you're a toaster oven, but we're not. we're biological systems that when we cut back on calories, the body fights back. Let's just briefly think about fever. You know, imagine somebody saying, you know, fever is just a problem with heat in and heat out. So what you just need to do to treat a fever is get into an ice bath. That's going to suck heat out of your body. And of course, it would work in the short term, just like calorie restriction works for a short while. But with fever in an ice bath, your body's going to fight back. You're going to start shivering severely. Your blood vessels will constrict, and you'll feel miserable. That's why ice baths aren't a popular treatment for fever. Treat the cause with aspirin, and temperature declines naturally. Treat the cause of weight gain, which is fat cells on calorie storage overdrive, and then body weight declines naturally.
Okay, so David, what are women supposed to do? Now they're scratching their heads saying, okay, I got the fever thing. What am I supposed to do? I've been so hardwired to do what I love to call ELM, eat less, move more, and, yeah, you know, count all those calories and all the rest of it. So let's give them some heavy hitters, simple tips.
Yeah, well, you know, the first part of the book is just to go through the science of why cutting back on calories, why low-fat diets just have missed the boat. Then part two is what we call the always hungry solution. It's based on a high-fat diet, a rich, luscious diet, full of those foods that have been banished from our plate, nuts and nut butters, full-fat dairy, avocado, dark chocolate, savory proteins. But also, it's not.
I just heard some women out there thumping. They just hit the floor. They said, "Wait a minute, you said high-fat diet? What do you mean by that?"
You know, for 40 years, we've been told if you don't want fat on your body, don't put fat into your body. And look where it's gotten us, to be about the heaviest nation in the world. It's the processed carbs that raise insulin and drive fat cells into a feeding frenzy. Just about the best way to reverse that situation is with a high-fat diet. And the research is now consistently showing that head for head, a higher fat diet is a much better way to jumpstart weight loss with your body's cooperation. And I'll just mention that the participants in our national pilot that we did when we were developing the book, many of them, you know, just like your readers, your listeners, were shocked at the recommendations we were making. And they said, you know, I've already got a weight problem. You're telling me to eat all this fat. I'm just going to gain another 20 pounds. And they were amazed at that they could eat as much as they want and start losing weight for the first time. And oftentimes before the first pound was shed, they described in a very predictable way that their cravings vanished. They no longer felt compelled to pick up that cookie. And when they did, it just didn't taste the same.
So we're talking about high-quality fat, and when you read the book, I want everyone out there to know we're talking to Dr. David Ludwig from Harvard University, and his book is fabulous. Just remember the two words, always hungry, oh boy, and conquer cravings, retrain your fat cells, and lose weight permanently. And if you want to learn more, you've really got to run on over, not only just get the book, but go on over to Dr. Ludwig's website. Doctor, that's Dr. David Ludwig, LUDWIG.com, and learn more about his fabulous work. His podcast, he is one of the nation's leading experts in this entire sector. And I want you to understand that this book is groundbreaking, because now we're taking the best research, and quite frankly, Dr. Ludwig has done the research, and we're now putting it to practical use for all of you out there. Women, come on, it's the beginning of the year. You know, the DIET thing, pitch that sucker. We don't want that anymore. What we want is good, grounded science in practical words. Dr. Ludwig, you have gifted us with such fabulous new wisdom. We can't thank you enough. Again, I want everyone out there to run off and get that always hungry. Conquer cravings, retrain your fat cells, and lose weight permanently. Go to his website, Dr. Dr. David Ludwig, LUDWIG.com. Dr. Ludwig, we so thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you've got a health question you want us to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com, and stay well.